if you accidentally set your calculator for 7 a.m., go ahead and click subscribe.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 885 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got another fun episode lined up for us. In today's podcast, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. We'll talk more about the free seeds later on in the show. If you are listening to this podcast the day that it comes out, we are at the Dude Grows Cup today. That's right. Come celebrate the Dude Grows Cup with us. If you listen to this episode before you come to the show, please stop by the booth. Make sure you stop by the booth, introduce yourself, give me a high five, a fist bump, a hug, whatever you're into. If you have any questions about the shirts, the stickers, the clones, the seeds, please do ask. I love to talk to everybody. If I'm talking to people and there's a line and there's a group, please don't be shy. Jump in. I will make sure to get your questions answered and make sure to help you out. Once again, don't be shy. Come say hi at the Dude Grows Cup. Also, there will be new strains dropping at the Dude Grows Cup. I'm not going to tell you what drops. You've got to show up to find out. But come to the Dude Grows Cup, find out what new strains drop. Also, the packs that do not sell out at the Dude Grows Cup will make it to the website when we get back. So make sure you check iredirect.com next weekend to see what makes it to the website. Also, make sure you join the newsletter. That way you do get updates when I add those packs to iredirect. If you go to my main website, iregenetics.com, I know it's confusing. There are two websites. There's a reason for that. But go to iregenetics.com. Scroll down. There's a tab where it says stay up to date or stay in touch. Put in your email address. When you put in your email address there, you will join the newsletter. When I add those packs to iRedirect, you will get an email letting you know there are new packs on iRedirect. So make sure you join that newsletter. Also, all orders on iRedirect over $100 do come with free shipping, so make sure you check iRedirect. I think that's all we've got to talk about for iRedirect. The next thing I want to talk about is social media. That's right, social media got me. If you've sent me a Facebook message, if you've sent me an Instagram message, I'm not ignoring you. They have disabled my accounts. I'm doing the best I can to get those accounts back. But honestly, it does not look good at this point. Instagram does not like my dangerous and harmful posts of peaceful plants, the most peaceful plant on the planet, and they say that it is dangerous and harmful posting photos of that. And since Instagram and Facebook are all linked up, when they took one of my accounts, all of them just said bye-bye, and I got all these notifications in my email that said, hey, your account is fucked, good luck. And so I've done what I can to try to get them back. I've spent a day messing with it. I don't have another day to spend fucking with social media, and honestly, you can get in touch with me through email, through Discord, through the website. There's a lot of ways to get in touch with me. A lot of the people that I was kind of worried about not being able to contact have already reached out and found ways to get in touch with me. So if I haven't gotten in touch with you, if you feel like I'm blocking you, ignoring you, standing you up, nope, that's not what's happening. Social media got me. They took down my Facebook Messenger, the iRegenetics Instagram, the Grow From Your Heart Instagram, my sneaker Instagram, where all I post is sneakers. And they even took down the RastaJeff710 account, where I have never posted anything except a picture of myself is all that's on that account. They took it all down. It's gone. So I don't feel like that's coming back. But if I'm ignoring you, that's not why they took all my shit down. So please reach out. You can email me. I've got a lot of email addresses. The easiest one is growfromyourheart@hotmail.com. Of course, you can find me on Discord. There will be a link to the Discord server in the show notes and the video description. But I'm not ignoring you, and I do apologize. If I owe you something, if I have made a promise of a trade, I traded sneakers for clones with somebody, I'm not going to forget about you. I've got a screenshot of your address. You will get your clones or your seeds or both. If I've done a clone trade, if you sent me a cherry skunk, I possibly owe you a clone for that. I will send that to you after the Dude Grows Cup. Please don't feel like I'm going to forget anybody. I might. I wrote down most of what I think I owe people. I try to keep tabs, but if I forgot you, if I'm not responding through the social media and I owe you something, please politely send me an email and remind me it's not on purpose that I'm blowing you off. All right. I think I've covered that. Also, my voice sounds like shit today. I'm just not making excuses. I'm just letting you know. I know it sounds like shit. You're probably noticing it sounds like shit. I'm just struggling to get the voice to come out. I got plenty of air. I feel good, but there's no voice coming. It just feels like I'm getting that old man throat today. So we're going to record the podcast, let the voice rest for a couple of days so that we're fresh for the Dude Grows Cup. I am quite rambly. Let me make sure we covered everything. The DGC Cup. All the stuff that doesn't sell at the DGC Cup will be on iRedirect. The best way to stay in touch with iRedirect is to join the newsletter. Social media fucked me. The way we can defeat social media is you join my Discord. Also, go to my website because that is mine. They can't censor me there. And also join the newsletter once again to stay updated on all of that stuff. Also, Patreon. I've resumed the Patreon free seeds for members on Patreon. Just check patreon.com/growfromyourheart for all of the info there. I think that's all I've got. Now let's jump into the question and answer portion of today's podcast. At the top of the show, I did say we were going to give away free seeds. This is how you can get free seeds. I have a website. That website is iregenetics.com. At the top of that website, there is a row of tabs. One of those tabs does say Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on that tab, guess what? You are given the opportunity to send me a grow question. If I read your grow question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. Today's question came from the Grow Help tab from our new friend, Sean T. Shout out to my new friend, Sean. The question is real quick and easy. First off, it says, thank you for the content, broski. Brosif, you are very welcome, bro. I'm glad that I could steer you in the right direction, and I'm glad that you trust me with your grow. Also, check your inbox because you've got free seeds. The question also says, I would love your thought on watering before harvest. Do you let those pots dry out before harvest, or do you water as normal? That is a very good question. A lot of you are out there flushing, so those plants are super wet before harvest, but this is kind of up to you. This is grow-dependent, personal preference. You can really affect or affect the drying of your plants by watering or not watering before harvest. I am in Colorado. It is dry. It's always dry all the time here. We talk about the Colorado crunch. If you buy weed from a dispensary here, you put it in a grinder and you give it one good turn and it turns to dust. If you live in Seattle, you probably got some rainy conditions. So, or maybe down in the south, you got some more humid conditions. Your weed's not as dry as mine. Your conditions are different than mine. So here's where these two factors might benefit or not benefit you. If you live in Colorado, I would say water heavily before you harvest. Water, let those plants drink up as much of that water as they can, and then harvest. What that will do, that might buy you a day or two of drying time in that super dry environment. If you're in the south, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, where it's a little bit more moist, where you got more moisture and more humidity to deal with, maybe let them dry a little bit more before you cut them down so you've got less water to deal with. This could be a way to adjust your dry and cure time to perfect that dry and cure time. I'm sure people out there have a different technique. Some people are going to say they want this much moisture, this much water in the plant at harvest, but I do believe this is a variable that we can use to our advantage based on our grow and drying region and environment. So, like I said, if you're going into a really dry area, maybe water right before harvest. If you're going into a wet area, maybe don't. If you've been harvesting and the plants do take too long to dry, stop watering so much. If you've been harvesting and they don't dry quickly enough, maybe water less. I'm not sure which way I fucking said that, but you know what I'm getting at here. Adjust accordingly. Most of the time lately, I am growing for seed and I want those plants. You guys know my metric for harvest. I want them dry as fuck when I get the seeds out. So I will stop watering 3 or 4 days before I know that I'm going to harvest. I'll just say, oh, those look ready. I'm going to take them down on Wednesday. Today's Monday. So I'll just not water like I normally would. And they'll start drying on the stick. Of course, I'm not going to smoke that. So that's a much different process. But again, these are variables that we can adjust and perfect to our environment and for our needs. If your plants are drying too quickly, water before harvest. If they're drying too slowly, don't water before harvest. Or find that happy medium based on what you need. All right, I know that was a kind of a general answer and I told you to do what works best for you. But a lot of times when it comes to growing cannabis, there's no perfect way because like I said, I'm in Colorado. It's dry as fuck. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, it's going to be super humid. If you're down in the South, it might be super humid. If you're in Arizona, it could be super duper freaking hot, and that could be affecting your humidity in two different directions. Who knows? Plus, you might have peaks and swings and valleys and whatever. So adjust accordingly to what works best for your needs. All right, my buddy Sean, I've got your email address, my dude. Make sure you check your inbox because you've got free seeds from iredirect.com coming your way. All right, let's keep this momentum going. I do have another great question here in front of me. This one also came from that Grow Help tab on iredirect.com. This one came from our friend who wants to be called Lockdown Larry. What's up, Lockdown Larry? Hope everything is going good for you. Hope you're not locked down too tight. The question says, hey, Rasta Jeff, what's up, Larry? It says, I listen to your podcast at work to get my head in the right headspace. I appreciate that. That's what I do all day, too. I've got podcasts going all day, listening to the good stuff, some funny shit, or sometimes some educational shit just to get my head right. Anyway, we will continue. It says, I'm listening to you in the garden and definitely makes the workday go by quickly. My question is, in a small space, like a 2x4 tent, so you got a 2x4 tent. I know that's not four, but that's engineer math. What would be the best way to set up a breeding project? This is a very fun and easy question. Thank you for your time and for your patience. My dude, thank you for the great question. Make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for free seeds from iredirect.com. Now, let's answer this question. I guess I'll start by saying you don't really need a lot of space to breed seeds. A lot of people think that making seeds requires a big facility, a bunch of space, a bunch of fancy equipment. Not at all. You could do it in a 2x4 environment. You could do it in one of those simple AC Infinity 2x2, 2x4, any of those small tents, you can definitely make that happen. All you need is your basic grow tent and your light, maybe a fan, some way to control the temperature. If you're growing ganja normally, if you're already growing, you're doing all the shit that you need to breed. You've already got everything you need, essentially, minus pollen. That's the only thing you're really missing. So you're going to run in a 2x4 tent. This should be really easy. You could do several options here. If you've got a plant count in your region, in your locale, in your legality, in your municipality, wherever you are, I'm trying to find the word. I don't even know what the word I wanted anymore. If you have a plant count that you have to abide by, if you do follow that, I recommend you do so you don't get yourself in trouble. Base your breeding project around that plant count. How many plants can you allot for that count? If you're limited, I would start off in that 2x4, I would say probably 5 plants. I would do 4 females and 1 male in that tent. Did you say if you want to do fems or regs? Because if you're going to do fems, you're going to need space to get the male plant, the pollen donor plant, started 2 weeks ahead of the pollen receivers. But if you're doing regs on a breeding scale like this, you could put them all in there at the same time and let them go and it will work out. So one tent, let's just say this time you're going to do regs because it will be easier. If you want to do fems, message me. We'll go more in depth on fems, but you're going to need another environment. You need a veg and a flower area for that. And I don't know that you've got that. So we're going to just say for now, we're going to focus on regular seeds. There'll be a few small additions, addendums, if we're doing fems. So I would say do start with 4 female plants and 1 male plant in about 3-gallon pots. I think those will fit nicely in your 2x4. If you can do more or larger pots, adjust it that way. If you can do, we're at 5, you could do 7, fit 7 in there. If you could do 9, fit 9. But I really think that 5 or 7 will be your ideal. Probably 5 3-gallon pots is what you could do in there. I'm visualizing that space. It's probably the size of this table, to be honest. You could do 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1 in the middle. You could cram more in there if you really wanted to, but I wouldn't do it. So do 5, put the male right in the middle, and then flower them. And then in about 3 weeks into flower, you'll start noticing pollen coming out. Let that keep happening for a solid week. Once you see pollen coming out, let it keep happening. And then when you see it really built up, just give them a little bit of a shake, and all that pollen's going to go all over your girls. And you have essentially made a seed project, and just let that finish just like you normally would. So in a 2x4 tent, what would be the best way to set up a breeding project? All you've got to do is put a boy in there and put it into flower. That's really all that you're missing. If you want to do, so if you don't want to do big plants, so I would recommend 1 male and 4 different females, or 7 different females. Probably go with the 4, but I would do 1 male and different females to find some variety. If you really want to have a good, so that's going to make a lot of seed. It's going to make, depending on how big the plants are, I would veg them, so I didn't talk about how tall to veg them. Veg them up until they're 10 or 12 inches tall is all you need. Then flip them, turn them and burn them, get them out of there, get this project done quickly. Then clean up is something you're really going to have to focus on. But if you want more variety, you could run a bunch of cups. You could run a bunch of plants in beer cups. I've got a tray. It's made by Sterlite. It's about this big by this big. I know that does you no good if you're only listening, but it's a tray that holds exactly 24 beer cups. They fit in there perfectly. And if you pack them in there, none of them will tip over and they'll have just enough room. So I put 24 beer cups in there. If I'm in a commercial environment and this fits my plant count, this is what I would do. Put 24 beer cups in there and 24 clones that are 3 or 4 inches tall. Veg them till they're about 5 inches and then flip them. And then I would put probably, if you got 24, I'd do 4 or 5 of those, maybe 6 of those would be the pollen donor. Clones of the same pollen donor. So I'm just doing multiple so that I can get more pollen because I want to cover all those little bitches. But do like 20 and 4 or 18 and 6 and put those boys strategically placed throughout those cups so that that pollen goes everywhere. But you could do 24 little plants in beer cups and get like 30 to 50 seeds, 30 to 100 seeds, depending on how big that plant gets, from 24 different varieties. So if you really want to make a bunch of seeds, you could do it really small that way. You don't need a lot of light. You don't need a lot of space to make a bunch of seeds. This 2x4 tent is ideal for a small breeding project. The other note that I've got written down is when you see those plants, that male plant starting to make pollen, reduce your blower. I've got an extraction fan sucking all the humidity and hot air out of all of my tents and all of my rooms. I reduce that when I see pollen forming because that's going to suck the pollen out. I don't want to lose that precious pollen. Also, maybe turn off your fans when you see that until it is time to get that pollen going. I think I've covered a lot of small breeding project talk in other episodes. If you really want me to go in depth, I'm sure you could find that in previous episodes. But in a small space like a 2x4, what would be the best way to set up a breeding project? Put a boy in there and put him in flower. That's really the short answer. Because you're doing everything you need to anyway. Just put that dude in there and let him pollinate, and it's going to make seeds for you. I keep saying it, probably 4 females, 1 dude, and 3-gallon pots. If you want to go more plants in smaller pots, you can. You will be watering more frequently is what's going to happen for you. So I think I answered your question. Get him in there. Then feeding will be a little bit different. You don't have to give it all the bloom boosters because you're not making big old fat buds. And harvest is a lot different too because you don't have to dry and cure everything, so that's going to speed you up. And also research my method of after I pollinate, I turn the lights back to 18.6. I know that sounds wild, but I believe that light is the number one source of energy for our plants. Light dictates everything else. Your plants are going to look ugly if you put them back on 18.6 while you're making seeds, but we're not worried about buds. We're not trying to make flowers. We're not trying to take photos for Instagram. Fuck Instagram, by the way. What we're trying to do is we are trying to make healthy fat seeds, and all of that light will give us fresh fat seeds. So I turn the lights to 18.6 when I'm making seeds, and I let them finish. All right, I think I've given you a lot of details on this. I've done a lot of other episodes on breeding. So if you do have more questions, if you need a full follow-up, please reach out. I will give you more info. Make sure you check your inbox, my dude, Lockdown Larry, because you've got a coupon code for free seeds at iredirect.com. All right, this is the part of the podcast where I remind all of you fine folks to click like and subscribe. That's right. If you've been watching this far, you obviously like the show. Click like, and if you want more, click subscribe. That way you never miss any of my amazing cannabis content. All right, let's keep this party moving. I do have another great question here in front of me. This one also came from that Grow Help tab on iredirect.com. This one came from my new friend who wants to be called Fly Bezzy or Fly Beezy. Either way, big shout out. Thank you for the great question. Check your inbox for those free seeds. The question goes just like this. It says, Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker. I tried to do my best Joey voice, but told you, dude, my voice is gone. It says, I always dig into the podcast, man. It's the prelude to honest information. I appreciate that. I think that's the word you wanted. It says, I popped my first bag seed a decade ago, and I've been learning and growing ever since. Well, welcome to the party, dude. It said, I truly enjoy the podcast because I always walk away with more knowledge of the plant and the process. That is the goal, and it's working, so thank you. It says, one thing I've learned is that I'm a better indoor grower than an outdoor grower. Hey, we've all got our niche, dude. It says, I once ruined an outdoor crop fighting spider mites and caterpillars with neem oil and went too heavy-handed. Oh, yeah, bro, you clogged up the stoma, and then the sun cooked all that. Right after that, you definitely cooked them and roasted them. It said, I got bud rot and didn't even make it to harvest. Oh, yeah, you were fucked from the beginning, dude. You had to read some more books and struggle a little bit to learn. I find that when people are good at growing at the beginning, they get worse. If you suck at the beginning and have to work at it, you might get better and you'll improve. But people that come in and crush it the first time, that's like comedians that crush the first time. I want to go to that second show because it's going to be fucking terrible. So growers that have to improve are, they become better growers a lot of the time. That's general. That's a generalization. But people that start off and they kick ass at a lot of things in the beginning, they plateau. People that start low, they pass that plateau and get fucking excellent. So I'm rambling at this point. I'm good at that shit. Where are we? It says, I've had my tests and trials indoors too and still fine-tuning my organic autopot system. All right, I like that. Set it and forget it. That's the fucking Ronco of growing for sure. It says, now I am curious to know, is there one mistake you've made in growing or breeding that taught you a great lesson, and how has it shaped the way you do things now? Thanks for growing from your heart. And then they wrap it up with a peace sign emoji. This is a fun question. You're asking if I've got one mistake that I've made in growing or breeding. I've made fucking millions of mistakes in growing or breeding, and every single one of them has humbled me in a certain way. Like I said before, when a grower starts and they rock from the beginning, they're going to need a few humbling lessons. I was a kick-ass grower from the start, not trying to toot my own horn, but I was fucking good at it from the beginning. And then I had to start trying new shit and fucking things up to learn better. I feel like that's why I'm more of an advanced grower than some people, because I got good and then I was like, well, how do I fuck this up? I'm just passionately curious, and I know I was able to take risks. I didn't have to rely on every single plant to survive and pay the bills and get by. I could, that one in the corner, let's piss in it and see what happens. And sometimes the piss would make it grow like crazy. Sometimes the piss would make it die 3 hours later. So it was just, I got to experiment. And that's a lot of what made me, got me advanced a little bit, is my ability to experiment, my freedom of experimentation. But let's talk about mistakes. That's what you're asking about, because I did make plenty of mistakes. One of the things I've done a billion times in a grow, a billion is hyperbole, stick with me, we'll be okay. A lot of times, I call it the baptismal. I have flooded every grow that I have ever worked in. I'm not proud of it, but I've done it. Every time I take over a new grow, I warn them. I say, hey, I'm going to baptize this bitch one of these days. And they say, what do you mean? I say, I'm going to turn on the hose and I'm going to walk away and I'm not going to come back until it's overflowing and there's water all over the floor. That's how I wash away the previous grower. And it happens every fucking grow. I've done it at, I did it at Three Rivers. I did it at The Spot. I did it at Green and Healthy. I've done it everywhere. I've done it at my own personal grow. I've done it all over the place. I'm going to flood that shit. So, flood the shit, the flood. That's something that I'm going to do, overflows. Another big mistake that I made, and I talked a lot about this, several winters ago, I switched my grow right as our seasons. I'm in Colorado. Start this story with, I'm in Colorado. In the summer, it's 100 degrees here. No problem. 100 degrees consistently, high 90s, low hundreds. But it's going to be a sweaty fucking summer. In the winter, we might hit negative 15. So one year, my stupid ass decided to take out my high-pressure sodium lights and swap everything in the grow room for LEDs because I got a cool deal on LEDs. My friend was sponsoring me. Shout out to my friend Blacksail, who was hooking me up with LED lights. Everything was great until I forgot that LEDs don't heat up the room and it got fucking negative 17 degrees outside. And I couldn't heat up the grow space properly because I didn't have the HPS lights in there. The HPS is what was keeping that shit warm. So that grow got super fucking cold. Those plants looked like total shit. I didn't know how to fix it. I didn't know, do I turn up the lights? Do I raise the lights? Do I lower the lights? Do I put a fucking heater in here? I was struggling. That crop looked like ass. I think I ruined two crops. I cut down one completely, started again. The next one made it and looked like shit. Now I can grow with LEDs, but I've learned my lesson. Don't fucking switch lights in the middle of a cold season, because that was a bad fucking idea. What else? I wrote down, I've trusted automation too much. I've had a lot of automation. Just things that should work and come on and go off and function by themselves. Too many times they have not. I had a commercial grow in Colorado Springs about an hour away, and I had security cameras in there. And one night I looked at the camera, I thought, I just like to check the cameras before I go to bed. And I noticed two full rows of plants were wilting and dying because the auto watering system had failed me. We blew a breaker in the building. Just one breaker just randomly went off and none of a whole section was getting watered. It was the night before Thanksgiving. It might have been Thanksgiving. So I had to put on my shoes late at night. I was getting ready to go to bed. I had to change out of my sleep clothes. I had to put on my normal clothes, put on a jacket, and drive 45 minutes to an hour north to Colorado Springs and go unplug something, flip a breaker, plug some shit back in, and leave. I stayed there for a little while and did some work. Oh, actually, my car broke down that night. Yes, now that you mention it, my car fucking died that night too. So I had to drive up there to do a 10-minute job. Car broke down on the way, had to get the car towed, ended up buying a new car, didn't miss a day of work, Rastafari. That was a crazy weekend. So, where are we? That one got into my brain. Oh, also, I've trusted too much new hype gear. We were trying a new system that was, they thought they were going to be AC Infinity. I'm not going to call this program out. Mike, if you're watching, yes, it's the program that you think it be. We were running some new equipment, and I gave a hint with what I said to Mike. This stuff was supposed to be automation that you can hook up through your phone and tell it lights come on at 9 and fucking blowers come on at 10, and it didn't work. It kept failing. So we had lights staying on at the wrong time. That was a huge mistake, trusting fucking new gear for automation. I have overfed plants. I have overfed the shit out of plants. I have cooked plants. I've given them too much shine. The plants really like to eat too much shine in my space. I'm sorry, guys. I killed them. I burned them. I torched them. Gave them too much shine. I've also oversprayed plants. I've foliar feeding, trying to boost them. I've oversprayed them with fucking pesticides. And I have definitely oversprayed silver thiosulfate trying to make seeds. I've undersprayed. I've oversprayed. I've done all of those things. One time I grew some white rhino plants. This was years ago. This had to be years ago. Had to be like 2009. I grew some white rhino plants, and Mike was there helping me. And they had top colas that were bigger than footballs. These buds were huge. It looked like a regulation football as a top cola. But as we cut into it, there was a bunch of fucking mold inside of those buds, and that sucked. So I just chopped those whole plants into fucking trash bags and threw them away. Another big mistake, I've trusted too many fucking people. I know that's terrible to say. I know that sucks, but I've had so much weed fucking stolen. Plants, pounds, packs, clones, genetics. I've trusted a lot of people that I probably should not have. And I will continue to trust people just because I'm a trusting person. And I give people the damn benefit of the doubt. But that's a huge mistake that I've made. I've trusted people. We had a guy straight up threaten to steal shit. And we said he's going to steal shit. And another guy went, I don't think he'll do it. But guess what? He fucking took it all, bro. So I've trusted a lot of people. And I've gone into business things that I should not have. Another mistake, and this is just not even grow related. And if you're starting out, you may have some disagreements or agreements with this, but I don't like doing business with my friends anymore. And if we do business and we're friends, that means that we did business and became friends, because I'm trying not to hire my friends to do business. I used to hire my crew, my boys, the guys that sat at the table. I'd be like, you're the new computer guy. You're the new security guy. You do this now. But then when shit goes wrong, you got to fire your friends and fuck with your friends, and that sucks, and it makes friendship sticky. So if you can avoid it, but also at the same time, you want your friends to eat, right? So you want to hire your friends to do shit. So find that balance. But if you can avoid it, if there's another HVAC guy that does a good job, try to go with, maybe consider, so that you don't fuck up your friendships. Because I've tainted, tarnished, and kind of destroyed some friendships by doing business. Holding people accountable. I demand accountability. That's something that if you work with me, accountability is very important. I'm accountable. If you ask me, I'm going to go, fuck, I fucked that up. Or I don't know, I forgot. Let me check in my phone. We'll figure this out. I try to be accountable. I expect that as well. So, and if you're not, then it might fuck with our friendship. So let's just stay friends and not do business if that's how you roll. All right. I think I've answered this question. I've went from overflowing the grow, ruining a crop in the fucking winter, overspraying, overfeeding, underfeeding. Oh, trusting fucking clones with bugs. That's something else that I have done. I've brought in, I don't think that's the word. I have brought in clones. One time, a very reliable, reputable, trusted grower, breeder all over the internet sent me a box of clones. And I was like, fuck yeah, I felt like it was a prize. That was a fucking booby trap, bro. There were the worst spider mites I have ever experienced were in there. The most aggressive, voracious, they were those Mendo mites. If you know about the Mendo mites, I had those bad bitches. It took me a Colorado winter to destroy them. None of the pesticide applications would kill them. I had to get it like fucking negative 17 degrees and turn the blower around and bring that cold air into the grow and spray pesticides. And eventually those bucks were like, he's putting pesticides on us and freezing us. I think we'll leave. But God, those were the most aggressive fucking spider mites. And it was my fault. I cannot be mad for that person that sent me those clones. I should have known. I fucking opened a box. I took plants into a grow space without any fucking steps in the middle. My bad. I fucked up. That was my mistake. But I learned I will not do that shit again. I will quarantine things. They get set right here and they grow for a little bit. And then I do a lab test. I use two different labs. I've got lab tests from Farmer Freeman and Toomey Genomics. I make sure there's no fucking Fusarium, no HLVD. I make sure there's no bugs. I dunk these bad bitches. I treat them like crazy now. So that is a huge mistake that I made that I learned hugely, hugely. Why am I using Trump words that I learned from? That was a huge experience. So my dude, you earned your free seeds. My voice is burning out, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm not going to read this next question. Speaking of reading questions, if I did not read your question on the podcast, please do not feel discouraged. I've got mountains of emails in front of me. I'm working my way through those on the podcast. I will send free seeds for all these questions that I read. Your question could be next. It could be right here. You could be the one coming up. You could be right at the top of this pile. Who knows? I've got a lot of questions to handle. Please do not get discouraged. Please keep using that grow help tab at iredirect.com. My English is getting hard here for some reason. I don't know if I'm having a stroke or if I just need another dab. Where are we? So we're coming up to the Dude Grows Cup. If you have listened this far into the podcast, every year at the Dude Grows Cup, I always offer a coupon code or a prize code. If you've listened to the podcast this far, let me get to the point, fucking rambling, I was scrolling looking for notes. If you've listened to the podcast this far and you're coming to the Dude Grows Cup, I'm going to put this out just a little bit early so you Dude Grows Cuppers can listen. If you are coming to the Dude Grows Cup, approach me at the booth and tell me, I know your secret and I will give you a free prize. You don't have to say anything else. You don't have to talk about what you heard or what you know. Just say, I know your secret, and I will give you a free pack of seeds. That's just fun because then all the people around that don't know the secret are going to wonder what the secret is. And all it is that you listen to the podcast and I think you're fucking cool. So I know your secret. Stop by the booth. I'll give you a prize. You will enjoy the prize pack. And all you got to do is come by and say hi. What else do we got for you? Make sure you check out the website, iregenetics.com. Make sure you check out Patreon. There's a link to the Discord server in the show notes and the video descriptions. Click like and subscribe. I think I've covered everything I'm going to cover for this episode. I am going to go drink some water. I'm going to go take some dabs. I will see you at the Dude Grows Cup. If not, I'll see you in a week with fresh new content. Unfortunately, my Instagram is gone, so there will not be an Instagram live show. I'm going to take a break from that and kind of just enjoy the time off, but I will find some sort of a supplemental live show to do for you guys because I miss it myself. Honestly, I like hanging out and chatting with you guys. All right, I'm rambling again. Let's not get me started. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Voodoo Doctor 420. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mama a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Take another dab, grab your piece and then I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab, sit back, poke him up, relax.
Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe, Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word, every voice must now be heard. Healing like the cannabis, grow from your heart, pure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way, grow from your heart every day. In the light we stand real strong, join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate, join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth, in the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through, in this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way, grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong, join the movement. lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart.